have some questions?
You can ask.
I can
answer
perfectly
up to my knowledge. It may be wrong, it may be right.
It seems to me that after the disappearance of Srila Prabhupada, my spiritual master, I am putting more trust in the Chaitya Guru within.
Hmm?
The Chaitya Guru?
Chaitya Guru.
I am putting more trust in Chaitya Guru. Is this normal to do after the disappearance of your Guru? And how can we develop more the ability to take guidance from Krishna in the heart in order to help us serve our Guru? I want to respect the advice of my godbrothers, but they have many different opinions. So I try to surrender more also to Chaitya Guru. I wanted to ask you about that.
My opinion is that Guru is always present. But we are not seeing. But His mercy, and He Himself is present to us and always giving mercy. So I need more prayer to our Gurudev, beloved Gurudev. He is always present. As in the present time of our Gurudev, your Gurudev, we are suffering and wanting guidance.
Yes.
This time also, we should not see that our Guru is not present.
Mm.
So we should go to our Chaitya Guru.
Mm.
Chaitya Guru is always, and Diksha Guru is also present. So why we should not go to our Diksha Guru?
Just as much
there
as
is
before.
No lackness of our Diksha Guru. Always present. But we should pray to Him that you should reveal in our heart. Chaitya Guru, without praying, He will do what He has to do. And He is Krishna. He is always wanting that all my dear should come to me. So He is hankering to do mercy. So I think it is better to pray our Gurudev to reveal our heart, and in our heart He should ये भाव जगाएं कि हम लोग कैसे उनकी सेवा कर सकते हैं. He should give proper guidance in our heart that how we could serve more and more to Him. I think it is the proper way.
Yes.
And Sikha Guru can do, who is the Mahant Guru. Dekha Guru is also Mahant Guru. And Sikha Guru is also Mahant Guru. If one has Sikha Guru, he should go to Sikha Guru time to time and take advice what to do, how to do, how to serve Radha Krishna. I think if we are very honest to our Guru, He would certainly and certainly come in our heart, and He will make see us the result.
That's a very satisfying understanding.
I see in Brihad Bhagavatamrita that thousands and thousands of years, lakhs and lakhs years
passed.
But yet Gurudev comes to Gop Kumar. Or Srimati Radhika sends his near dear Gop Kumar to Jan Sarma to Sopa. And they are eager to do mercy upon them. So if our Gurudev is in that level, and we are in the level of Jan Sarma or true devotee, Krishna and Gurudev will surely have mercy upon us. We don't think this question. Not a single time this question has come to my mind, because I have full faith in our Guru. I always pray my Gurudev that he should give me how we can serve him, how we can have charam purushartha. Charam purushartha, you know?
Charam?
Charam, the last
goal, ultimate goal.
Yes. Yesterday we were reading Brihad Bhagavatam with Sanatana Goswami is telling that we pray for the dust of lotus feet of Krishna, but not only lotus feet of Krishna, dust of lotus feet. The lotus feet of Krishna should have kumkum. Kumkum, you know, the collar the gopi used to have in their breast, and they have kept Krishna lotus feet on their breast, and that collar kumkum has
lotus
feet of the Krishna, and it has been colored, and the dust of that color I went to put on my head. This is the last purusharth of any deed at any time. There is no better any purusharth for me better than this. Sanatana Goswami once, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. So Gurudev and Krishna is also eager always to give this thing, topmost highest thing to give. But if you have so much qualification, then we can have otherwise. At least this wish should be in the heart of any sadhu.
I may ask another question. I came to see you in 1986. And I asked you if it was all right to admit to my disciples that I had made some mistakes. At that time the mistakes were that I was sitting on a vyasasan, the same level as Srila Prabhupada, and taking a big title like Guru Pad, and sitting above my own god brothers. So you told me that if I admitted that these were mistakes, my disciples would not lose faith but they would appreciate the honesty as humility. So since then I try to be very open and honest with disciples and God brothers also. If I feel some envy or some bad thing, I admit it. But some of my God brothers say, that I may mislead disciples if I am too open. For example, a few years ago, I read some books by Christian saints. So rather than keep it private, I told that I am doing this. So my question is, should there be a part of life that should be kept private and secret, or should a sadhu be as open as possible in regard to things like admitting mistakes, but also revealing your mind and also your intimate realization? What is the relation of the secrecy and the truthfulness?
Some principles or some things are subject for hide, and something is for open. We should always think that it should not be harmful for lower persons or disciples. As we are practicing Raganuga Bhakti, for example, it should not be open to all. It must be kept secret. Only to those who are qualified persons we can tell something. Not our all anubhuti should be told to them, because it may cause to their fallen. Similarly, so many things can be that if we can tell everything, they are not in a position to take it in better way. So we should keep it secret. And something which is good for them according to their grade, we can tell them. And if you and they are in same level, as a friend you can tell, you may not tell. Everything which we realize should not be told to openly in general mass. Always we should be careful for this. Apana sadhana katha na kahi de jatha katha. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it has been told that you are practicing bhakti yoga, and if you have some realization, you should not tell to other persons in general, because it will be ur jayega kapur ki bhanti. Kapoor?
Kapoor,
Camper.
Yeah.
Camper here, it will be
evaporate.
Evaporate.
Like, so we must think about the qualification of this, whether it is harmful or not. In my idea, as Vaishnava should keep secret something, it has been told, sleeping, eating, drinking,
chanting,
bhajan, sadhan. If anyone general mass will see, oh, they will think that, oh, we are all the same. So it may harm to them. But everything to them. If it is for benefit of disciples.
What about the benefit of the person? Does it ever benefit him to disclose something? You speak of the benefit to the disciples. What about the person who is withholding something? Sometimes, to be honest, he will benefit. Like the original time when you said, yes, tell your disciples that you made a mistake. So that time I didn't keep secret.
if by keeping separate their benefit is there, we can do it. But we should always be careful that our heart and bahar or bhitar, inner and outer, should be one. We should not have any incorrect connection with a lady. If I have any illicit connection, then we will have to hide. So we should not have any illicit connection to anyone, so that I will have to chupa karke rakhna. So we should not do anything so that we may hide. Only bhajan sadhan should be hide.
Then I had some questions about Radha Mula Bhakti. In some of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradayas, they practice Radha Mula Sadhana even when the disciple is not yet perfect. So Srila Prabhupada, as I read in his book, he indicates this too to some degree, but he doesn't teach it specifically in terms of how to know your eternal rasa with Krishna. There's an impression among devotees in ISKCON, many of them, most of them I would say, that to cultivate Raga Nuga Bhakti is not necessary in order to go back to Godhead. And they think like this: this is how you can go back to Godhead. If you work hard in ISKCON, even if you don't know what is your rasa with Krishna, you will go to Krishna after death, and then everything will be revealed to you then. You already have a specific rasa, but you don't know it. It will be awakened within you by service to Guru.
This is to misguide for them. And to taunt him. This is certainly a wrong siddhanta.
Maybe envious. Maybe envious siddhanta.
This is not to teach. Without Radhanuga Bhakti, we cannot go to Krishna. Certainly. If anyone does not know Sambandha Gyan, he is full of anartha by serving and by selling and by increasing income. If one cannot go in a koti-koti janma, or never will go to Krishna, in my opinion and in Shastra opinion. He should do bhakti. Then it will be very cheaper for us. We should vent at once Krishna consciousness, living all these things. But I think this is to misguide. They are ruining themselves and all persons. Krishna consciousness is for serving Radha and Krishna, not for ISKCON. ISKCON is to teach how we can serve Radha and Krishna and Gurudev. Guru or Krishna are not to, they will not teach a person not to serve them and to serve ISKCON. So I told you. Gaudiya Vedanta Society or Krishna consciousness, ISKCON, or anything, is to serve Krishna and Radha. So Radhanuga must be followed. We should certainly follow Radha in Rupa Goswami. Without following Rupa Goswami, men in thousand and crores living in ISKCON only, having no Sambandha Gyan, no bhajan, he will never, but he will fall at once, like Bhavananda and all of them.
Then I want to ask about the practice though, more about the practice of Raghunatha Bhakti.
I think that some will be angry with me.
Your answer? Maybe.
What about you are asking me this question?
Well, it's important because sometimes when we express interest in Radha and Krishna, the devotees say, well, that's too elevated for us. You just, another expression is,
yes, what is the duty of ISKCON?
They say, just work in the Sankirtan movement, and even if you have material desires at the end, Lord Chaitanya will come and bring you back to Godhead.
I think to teach persons and devotees how to get Krishna and Radha, this is the more object of ISKCON. And that is why the Prabhupada, your Gurudev, went to Western countries by the order of his spiritual master. They have no any ambition other than to serve Radha and Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
But if you distribute a book, isn't that serving Radha and Krishna or clean the temple?
This can be general seva, so that we can teach world how to serve Krishna. For this, it can help. Like we are doing yajna, sacrifice. We are bringing
food,
bread, sand, cement. This can be bringing all these things, collecting all these things, may be called sacrifice, but it is not sacrifice. Swaha. I am giving myself whole thing to the feet of lotus Krishna. That is sacrifice. If it is not done, bringing and doing and levering, everything is not sacrifice. In this manner, if you are doing Sankirtan Yajna for Radha and Krishna to please Radha and Krishna or to serve Radha Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then if anyone is claiming that slow, not claiming, he is also cleaning the paikhana of any Vaishnava. Is bhakti.
Baikhana?
Latin.
Latin. Like Narottam Thakur clean the Latin of Gurudev.
Yeah.
So anything, any chesta, chesta
endeavor. Activity endeavor.
Activities of tan, man, vachan. Unfold for Krishna. It is called Uttama Bhakti. Not only Sankirtan and Sankirtan is best, Nam Sankirtan. But any thing, any wish, any mental thing, any haath pair ka koi bhi karya, any action, will be physical or infysical or by mind, everything will be Bhakti.
It's above.
If bhakti is there, and to read Bhagavat and to serve Radha Mani Archan will be against a bhakti. If you are not there, you are going against the principle. If you are doing Archan, if you are doing Bhagavat path, you are preaching for yourself. Or your wife and children, then it will against the bhakti to read Bhagavat and to do arsana. So it depends on the heart. writing. But we must follow Rupa Goswami. He has gone to follow, to preach the principles of Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda. Only. And for the betterment, he established ISKCON to preach the service of Radha and Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If they are not preaching correctly, we should leave at once this ISKCON. And if they are doing service, we should all stand. I also think I am in Gaudiya Vedanta Samhita. In a moment when I will see that they are not serving for Krishna, I will at once leave this Gaudiya Vedanta Samhita. I am not come to see Gaudiya Vedanta Samhita, but I have come to see that they are all serving Krishna and Radha. Rupa Goswami has written in his Bhaktira Samit Sindhu, Ujjwal Vyanjan, and all others, how a jeev, a conditioned soul, can come towards Krishna and can achieve the highest thing, highest service of Radha in Krishna. So we should certainly must adopt all these. If they are adopting and doing and going smoothly, this is certainly followed. It's gone. But if they are not, we can think more. One thing also, you have questioned what Sarupanuga Vaishnava?
Raghunuga Rupanuga. Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, they practice Raghunuga Sadhana even in intermediate or neophyte stage.
Here we can see that Heather is a wretched person. He has no ability. He is a rotten person. But yet he has greed by the grace of Rasik Vaishnava, by reading Srimad Bhagavat, by hearing Bhagavat. He is able to do Raghani Bhagavat. Someone can say that he is not pious, his soul is not pavitra,
pure.
He has no sapta, sam, dam, titiksha, arya, all these qualities. He is hankering after women, understand? And he has some bad society or anything. Like Bilva Mangal.
He was not a good person.
But anyhow he had a greed by the mercy of Krishna himself as a Chaitanya Guru, or by the grace of Chintamani, who always used to do very sweet songs about Krishna and Radha. And by his Gurudev Narahari. Narahari na kya?
Somagiri.
Anyhow he has greed. And that greed in the very rotten condition yet went so high. That should be greed, and this is ability for doing Raghunuga Bhajan. Whether he is a wretched person or not, or his pure soul or anything, only he should grieve. And that grief should be actual grief. Then he can do the Ganga bhajan, and by bhajan his all things will be, all things will be clean. In Srimad Bhagavatam, idam cha Vishnu vikritam brajubadbhi idam cha Vishnu.
May I ask more about that? I met a person recently, his name is Gadadhar Prang. He was a disciple of Lalit Prasad, the son of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So he was in ISKCON, then he left. And he was telling me that in his sampradaya now, they practice Raghunuga Sadhana. He said, in ISKCON, you only practice Vaidhi. You have to practice a sadhana, even when you're not perfect, which will bring you to that greed. So they have the Sita Pranali and meditate on Krishna's Ashtakalila. So he was advocating or preaching that you should bring this into ISKCON.
No, we should not follow that. We know Lalita Prasad. He has no greed. He has only calm. So Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, knowing this, he refused that person. We know.
But
our Gurudev also refused that person.
What would our answer be, though? What is our practice of Raghunuga Sadhana, if not what they do?
We are doing Sadhana Bhakti, Vaidhi Bhakti.
We are.
By doing this, and by the grace of Guru and Gauranga or any Rasik Vaishnava, we will hear the pastimes of Krishna. It is not sure, but we hope that we will have certainly grief. And then we will be advanced. We will not follow Sahajiya Vaishnava. This should come from upper side. Kya hota hai?
Descending.
Not descending.
Ascending.
It should be descending. From Vaishnavas or Krishna Jan or Krishna, from Krishna. As Rupa Goswami has told, they are distributing Raghunuga Bhajan. Devotee is not going and they have not grief to serve Radha Krishna. But they are distributing. A devotee must grieve, then they should be told. That will be mortified. But they are not seeing that I have also no grief and these disciples have no grief and they are distributing like fruit. It is not like
this.
Not so cheap.
We should not follow. We cannot follow this. I have seen how many persons have been ruined. This grief will take this man free of us, like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, like Jiva Goswami, like Narottam Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. How ucha jiva minka. How
higher life elevated.
So this should always be what our Guru has told. What Rupa Goswami has told, Jiva Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, our Gurudev. They are Siddha Pranali. They are no Siddha Pranali.
We have Siddha Pranali?
Certainly.
ಕ್ಷಿಣಾ ದಪಿ ಸುನೀಚೇನ ತರೋರಪಿ ಸಹಿಸುನ ಅಮಾನಿನ ಮಾನುದೇನ ಕೀರ್ತನೀಯ ಸದಾ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಿದ್ಧ ಪ್ರಣಾಲಿ ದೇ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಫಾಲೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಪ್ರಣಾಲಿ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಬೈ ಸಸ್ತಾ ಸಸ್ತಾ ವೆರಿ ಚೀಪ್ ವಿದೌಟ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ by gathering so many ladies and by practicing.
Like Raghunath Das Goswami, like Prabhupada's Guru, Gaurakishore Das Acharya. How vairagyavan. But I think Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur and Bhakti Vinod Thakur, they are more vairagyavan than Gaurakishore Das Acharya, in my opinion.
More
vairagyavan. But this requires some heart and mind to know.
I had a personal request. I wanted to ask your permission if I could begin to worship the Govardhan Sila.
You have requested me?
I am requesting you.
First you have requested me.
First?
When
this is first time.
Now I am.
Never before.
If you like it, then
does that mean I can go to the Govardhan Hill and take one? So on.
By permission of anyone. Vishnu, Guru, Purohit. Why you are not going towards Bhav Bhakti?
Why I am not
following or going towards Bhav Bhakti?
Bhava Bhakti. Why I am not?
I think Maharaj thinks
right in front.
Worshipping the Govardhan will bring him in that direction, I think.
This is too, I don't say I understood why he asked me at that point.
You should know Hindi also or Bangla. Because I don't express fully my ideas. So there are some very Rupa Goswami
is coming.
Rupa Goswami, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, what he has done, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, last Vaishnava Saptam Goswami, what he has done.
Bhakti Vinod Thakur? What are his activities?
Towards Archan?
I mostly know he wrote many books.
No. What activities he has done towards Archan? He used to do Archan?
I don't know his Archan activities.
Gaurakishore Das Acharya used
chanting.
To do. No. He used to do Archan? Or not?
I don't know.
You don't know? Your Gurudev used to do Archan or not?
Not personally, no.
Not personally?
In the temples, he installed many deities. Archa Vigraha. For a few years.
Always?
No.
Like you are going to do?
He's
you are taking, you want to
take
Govardhan
Sila.
Yes. And when you take it, you will have to always do Archan. Will have to do?
Yes.
Or you will give it to any devotee?
No.
Your Gurudev has done this, like this?
No, he did not.
Why he has not done?
Why he did not practice Archan? I think, I don't know his mind, but he might say he was...
There are two kinds of seva, two Radha Krishna. One by Archa Vigraha, by water and flowers and all these things. and other is bhava seva. Bhava puspa. Bhava is their
flower.
Their water is love is water. Their inner bhava are so many upakaranas of seva.
Material ingredients.
Not material.
Ingredients.
They are done like so.
That was the archan.
So archan is the archan of Raghunath Das Goswami was not archan but seva.
Bhav
seva. When he sees Govardhan, he at once goes in inner and see Radha and Krishna. He only prays Govardhan by Tulasi that I should serve her in Radha Kund, Radha and Krishna. Only the Leelas in Radha Kund, in midday. These are powerful. What he has written in Lilapus Manjali are all other prayers in Braja Bhakti Vilas.
Braja Vilas Sog.
He used to do it in mentally, all these devas. He is Radha and Krishna is there and he is saying that I am so and preparing
garland,
Tambul Diti, Karpur, Chandan, Agaru, and so many things. And he is giving at the neat time in shortened seva. Was trying to do. But we are not so high. So we should do this arjan also. So you can, if you want, you can do it. But you should always try to enter in bhava, praying by uttering the slokas of Vilapus Manjali or Prat Vilas, Upadeshamrita, Chaitanya Sikshastraka, all this.
Not just the outer formality of our time.
I think that if everyone person having a mood that I should worship Giriraj with me, whether I am in Western countries or Western, Southern countries or hither and thither, and if everyone will take every tila of Giriraj, then what will be the condition in Govardhan?
No less.
There will be no sign of Giriraj Govardhan there. So it is, has been told in Puran that if you want to take it, keep
gold
there, and you should take. And by the order of your spiritual master, or in his absence, there should be any high grade of Vaishnava. So many Govardhan Sila, a new devotee, they are very fond of worshipping Giriraj Govardhan. They brought by, without telling anyone, they brought from them. And after 2, 3, 4 months, there comes any disturbance or anything, they keep it here without
Nam Sankirtan should follow and service in heart. If there are these are two, everything is there. And if and not there, nothing is there. Hari Bhakti Vilas is for Grihastha Bhakta, not for Sahaja. And in this Hari Bhakti Vilas, Archan Paddhati, Archan sacrifice, all these things are given. And then, that's it, after reading Hari Bhakti Vilas in Grihastha,